Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's been a...
Chris.
Well, I know you're only back for a day, then back on holidays again. It's a good life you lead, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you ever have a break?
No.
No, racing just keeps going.
It just keeps going, Heels, as you know, and you can tell, you know, I'm only 21.
But
it never ends. But no, it's... And this morning, gee, how hot is it here?
Yeah, I know. It's Hey, how are you, mate?
How are you, mate?
John A. Curtis. Hey, John A. How are you, champion?
How are you, pal? Good
Stop.
To see you.
Hey, we're on air here, mate. He's always trying to butt in. Oh, well, mate. Geez, you moved up. This is John O. No Legs Curtis, who moved. He had a skateboard when we first met him, and he came to South Africa, didn't you? And now he's got a flash electric eye.
Have a look at this thing.
Look at you.
The Rolls Royce of
buggies. You're a lair, mate. Absolutely.
Good to see you, mate.
How time you got going?
Hey, you're right. I mean, doing what you do is 24/7.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah. Well, have you been through this? Given this will be the last chance we get to chat to you before the 2-year-old and the 3-year-old, I wouldn't mind your thoughts.
The 2-year-old, I think the favourite's an absolute moral. It just got to draw a gate here this morning.
Yep. Okay.
I don't see how. I can find issues with Spywire. I can find issues with the Arabian Summer. I can find Highness hasn't run for a month or so that worries me. But this one, Storm Boy, his numbers are clearly better than anything else in the race. He's got the Waterhouse Bot polish. You know he's going to be strong. He's going to be up on the pace.
Yep.
I don't think they can beat him. Okay. Spywire, I think, is a real struggle at 1,200 metres. You could see him starting to stop last week. You look at that last 100 metres, he changed his action a little bit. He was under pressure. And past the line, 5-10 metres past the line, that horse of Tony and Matty Sears, Bo Dazzler, he'd gone past Spywire. So that's a query from what Arabian Summer was good, no doubt about it. Had a lovely run. But that Ballarat form always just worries me slightly. It never stacks up.
Yep.
And Highness is the query. I just don't know, having not run for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Was good overhauling Spywire, but then you've got that Spywire form again, which I'm a bit iffy about. Yeah. So I just keep coming back to Storm Boy. Well, as long as he doesn't draw 16, I think he's a good thing.
I can tell you, as I mentioned at the start of the show, Michael Friedman has left the Gold Coast late yesterday afternoon to watch Highness work this morning in Melbourne, in Sydney, I should say. And talking to Michael's wife, Anna, just briefly last night, she said Tommy Berry is bullish.
Yeah, someone else said that yesterday. I was at that Carbine Club lunch yesterday. Yeah. Someone else who knows Tommy Berry very, very well said the same thing. So that's two people now, Paddy. We've got to take notice. I think that Highness is the danger to Storm Boy.
Okay. Why would Michael have to go and watch, do you reckon? Is he nervous? Is he looking for something that's not quite right? Or?
Oh, I think there's a couple of trials there as well. He's not just there for Highness, but, yeah, he's opted to leave Highness in Sydney and bring him up later in the week. But no, they're professional trainers. I mean, it's a $3 million race. Mm. Yeah,
well, the other $3 million race, straight after it, I suppose, three-year-olds, they probably know what they're doing a little better than twos.
They do, and this is a very open race. There's no standouts in the race. I mean, you've got Sofrado, Christ Ayor are both there. When I looked at the early form on, what day is it today? Tuesday, Sunday night, I was looking for something at a bit of odds.
Yep.
And the one that stands out, but I think he's a really good chance in his overs is Show Me Mercy for Stuart Kendrick.
Okay.
Now, this horse was well fancied in the Vaux Rogue, ran really well in the Gold Edition, ran on for third, was beaten not far. Then in the Vaux Rogue was well fancied, did not go a yard on the soft ground. Just the wheels spun, didn't handle it at all. If we get back on a good track on Saturday, which even though it looks like it's going to rain, we know this track drains really well. Oh, he's got a great each-way chance, and you're probably $15, $16, $17 at the moment. But the barrier draws will be all important.
So now it's the first emergency.
It is. So it might not get a run. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. As I said, I don't know if it'll get a run at this stage, but I just, you know, the other ones are all there with chances, but nothing stands out amongst them. And I just think this one could be the one that reverses its last start run if it gets a run.
Paddy, how much of the $40 million does the lotto winner still have, do you reckon?
Well, he's into racehorses, but which can drain things very quickly.
The Sofrado.
Yeah.
That's true. How many? It all depends on how many horses he has, right?
Yeah. But was he into horse racing? He just decided to look around, didn't he?
Yeah, he liked it.
Looking for ways to spend his newfound fortune in turning 19, he began buying horses.
Well, why not? Looking for a way to get rid of his newfound fortune. Oh, yeah.
So he was a disability worker, Cliff Little from Cairns. He won $40 million in Lotto 5 years ago, bought a race. So look, he bought houses for his kids sports car and things like that. So he looked after the family, but... This is one of the great stories. Again, with Rex Lipp, who's, 75, and it doesn't look 75, one of the legends of Queensland racing, and a guy who's won Lotto, and they're going to aim up in a $3 million race, and hopefully it's going to be a Queensland victory.
Yeah, and look, the thing about Sofrado is you know he's going to get back in the field, and that might be a concern. I mean, we didn't see a lot of horses make ground on Saturday, but I think that had a lot to do with the tempo as well, but... As I said on air a couple of times, if you're forward in your races, if you're in the first four or five, you're going to win 70% of the time anyway. Mm. It's too hard. You need to rely on luck and a lot of other things when you're back in the field. So Sofrado will need luck.
Mm, yeah, that's terrible. Can't they improve that? I've been working on my speed ratings quite a bit this morning. And see these. What's that done on? An average of how he's begun so far?
That'll go on. That's an average of where he positions in the run, but you have to take distances into account as well. Yeah. Because over 1,200 metres, you're not going to be up the front anyway because it's too short for him. So, yeah, he will get back in the field.
Mm. Right. Well, we've put you on the spot this morning because we haven't seen the barrier draw, so it's unfair to any tipster and form student like you. But at this stage, as we stand here without the draw being done, you like the favourite, Storm Boy. You think it's a
great thing. I think he's a really good thing. And if he draws a good barrier this morning, he will tighten right up.
And look out for number 19 in the Guineas.
Yeah, hopefully we get a run.
Needs to get a start. First emergency for Stewie Kendrick, Show Me Mercy. If it doesn't get a start, where would you look?
Look, Sydney Bowler's on the up, this horse for John O'Shea's, but it's winning benchmark 78s and stuff, but it's heading in the right direction. So maybe, but I'll probably change my mind before the end of the week.
Right, no problems. Always great to catch up.
Yeah.
Pleased you found a park.
Oh, Jesus, tell you.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it? It means that
it means there's a lot of people here.
You're in the big smoke now, mate. You can't just walk into these international meccas and find a park.
Park just over there, next to your car here.
I know.
This is not Caloundra, mate.
I put my car here last night.
And slept in it.
Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line is 13 13 55. The text line is 0467 736 736. Chris Nelson, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, great
Chris.
To be back, guys. Enjoy your day.